Paper Cuts by Colin Bateman, narrated by Stephen Armstrong. Johnny Cash shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. Rob Cullen bought curly kale in Tesco's just to watch it wither. Chapter 1. The Dead and the Quick. The way Rob heard it, Billy Maxwell choked on a Twix in the middle of an editorial meeting, and they were so busy arguing about the unfair distribution of that week's stories that they didn't notice until he slid out of his chair onto the linoleum floor. When they asked if he was okay, they got a death rattle in response. They tried everything, but it was Billy's time. He was fat and 50, and opening the Twix was the most exercise he'd managed in years. Legend had it that Janine in advertising was left to stand watch over him, like he was going somewhere, while everyone else ran about in a blind panic. And while she was there, she unpeeled the untouched leg of the Twix from Billy's cooling hand and ate it. When he got to know her later, Rob realised that this was probably true. Janine was ruthless. Now Rob was striding out of the George Best airport, staring around him like any other native lured reluctantly back for the first time in 20 years. On the plane, some old doll had said to him he wouldn't recognise the place, and he thought, yes, I fucking will. But she was right. It was different. And not just shiny and new. There was something in the air, initially exhilarating but also somehow artificial, like pine fresh. The taxi driver was asking him if he was just here on business, but then caught a glimpse of him slipping into his black tie, gave him a nod, and said nothing else till they got to the church on the Donegal Road. He had known Billy loved his football team, but not this much. The coffin coming in to the pumping Everton theme from Zed Cars, except they got the timing all wrong so that the hummable bit everyone knew was over by the time they were halfway down the aisle, leaving Billy to travel his last few feet to the weird, staccato jazzy bit that formed the latter part of the tune. Still, it would be another story to tell. And there were lots of stories about Billy, and they all came out in the pub later. Rob knew some of the faces. Older, more haggard, run to fat or emaciated, and he supposed his wasn't much different. Less hair, more poundage. But he didn't know any of them well enough to chat about anything personal, which was a good thing. In the early evening,
sample complete. Ready to continue?